Well, let's start out, Christian, looking at the way markets are trading. It seems like one day up, next day down. It's a roller coaster ride with the name China on the front car. And that's what we seem to be seeing as we look at the way these grains are trading today.
Yeah. I think a lot of people were on pins and needles last night wondering what the news officially is going to be out of China, and will they change the, you know, some of their basis, you know, points and whatnot. And they did. So they kind of confirmed what the rumors were, and that sent the markets from higher to lower, and they're lower again here today. They've really changed the markets pretty quick. I mean, from the very high last week after the report on corn to the very low, it's been 97 cents, and beans obviously have been way more than that. A lot of liquidation, a lot of people uncertain and very concerned about these markets. And so anytime you see uncertainty in the markets, people go to what they see as less risky. And right now, less risky for them is been getting out of the market. Now, a few things you want to watch is you want to watch weekly closes and see how we close. December corn 528, you close above that, and you'll be okay on a weekly chart. You're currently at 533, so you might close okay there. The beans, you're looking at 1222 as the two-week low, and you're currently 1226. So I think a lot will depend on how we close these markets. Wheat is actually higher on the day and currently above their key level to where you want to close. But the stock market down a little bit. Dollar's been on both sides, currently slightly lower on the day. And the dollar has been one of the bigger moves that we've seen in a while this week, as it broke above the previous week's high, and now it's, you know, higher than that level right now.
It seems like beyond what's happening in China and, you know, yesterday in Ireland, the focus seems to be talk of weather, whether it's here in the States for our wheat crop or abroad into South America.
Yeah, the weather is definitely a factor. You're dry in the northern part of Argentina and in the southern part of Brazil. The other parts look pretty good, but you still have those dry areas. And if you look at the history of La Nina and you pull out those type of years, typically it would point to a lower bean yield. Corn could be on either side. The data doesn't really suggest either way. Some higher than average, some lower than average, some right on average. But the bean yields would still be something that would be very much in question at this point. In the U.S., you still have some really dry areas for the wheat, and that's why I think you're seeing some strength there in the wheat market here today. Plus, the basis got really tight, especially in the soft red wheat areas, which generally means there's some demand under these markets.
Christian, we look at the livestock side of the trade. Saw some speculative support talked about in this cattle market. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you have some of that going on. I think cash, you know, it traded steady to higher, with a lot of talk that it should trade higher next week. And then you had, you know, it's really been a nice week for cattle producers. I mean, you got anything February on back is at new highs, and you got a corn market going down. You got your inputs are going down. So it's, from a margin standpoint for cattle, it's been a really good week. But I think a lot of people are still concerned at the numbers out there. Some of the weights are picking up, but the overall numbers are still down compared to what, you know, where we normally are.
What about the cattle on feed report that's supposed to be out this afternoon?
Yeah, you know, you look at the marketings and placements at 99%, and then you look at on feed a little bit higher than a year ago. It's still going to get people a little bit nervous just because of the overall numbers, where they could possibly come in at. So that'll be out this afternoon. It'll sure will be interesting. Anytime you rally into a report like this, as much as we had, it makes you, you know, makes that report that much more important, because that could, you know, make a trend to a topping out type action, or it could, you know, have new contract highs again. So it's going to be a very important report, but you're still looking at a situation where fundamentally it's going to be more on the positive side.
Are we seeing some consolidation for the hogs today?
You know, in the nearby, you definitely are. On the deferreds, you're having some pretty attractive prices there, too. And just like in the cattle, it's been a pretty good week. The worst part right now on hogs is the fact that the nearby cash is very poor. Cutouts are still at a relatively high level, and the movement has been really good this week, especially yesterday. So from that standpoint, the fundamental